we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Friday to you, Brevard County. It's me, again, Monday through Friday, every day, this time of the morning, 8:30 of a morning, 10:30 of a morning, 5 o'clock of an evening, Bob Arthurs from Merritt Assembly of God. Sometimes when I'm driving down the road, I hear the program on the radio, and it's like, that guy is always on the radio. So hopefully you listen to us from time to time. And today we're going to be talking about the Word of God. We want to start off today, first of all, by saying thank you to Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, 321-632-9538, right here in Rockledge, Florida. And we are praying for them today that God would bless them. They are wonderful part of the body of Christ here in Brevard County, and we want to recommend that you give them a call should your air conditioner be broken under the strain of the heat, or whether you have an electrical issue that has arisen. Whatever you need, whether it's electrical or air conditioning, I doubt you need your heater right now, but you know, some people like it hot. But whatever your need is, give them a call, 321-632-9538. Dennis and Carla and their team do an amazing job, and they will be a blessing to you. Anywhere in the county on any type of air conditioning unit, they will come and they will address your problem and give you the best advice that you need, the best advice that, you know, to fit your circumstance. So give them a call one more time, 321-632-9538. Galatians chapter 5, we are talking about the fruit that is produced in our life, we've talked about walking in the Spirit. We have talked about being led by the Spirit. Now we are talking about that we're not walking according to the works of the flesh, but the Spirit of God will make us fruitful. It is a reality. By the way, I do want to invite you, if you do not have a church home or you happen to find yourself in the central Brevard County area, stop in at Merritt Assembly of God and worship with us on Sunday morning at 10:30. We have Sunday school at 9:30. We have worship at 10:30. And then we have worship again this coming Sunday night at 6:30. A week from Sunday, we're going to be having a picnic and a baptism. If there's any people who are inclined to be baptized, we're making that available to them. And so that's going to happen on the 30th, but on the 23rd, we're going to be having both Sunday morning and Sunday night, and some of our Sunday night services of late have been really, really good. So we want to invite you out to be a part of those. So we're talking about that the Spirit of God will make us fruitful. We talked about the fruit of the Spirit is love. Now we are talking about the fruit of the Spirit is joy. And I got three verses, and you're going to groan when I tell you this. We are going to be in the book of Isaiah. We're not going to spend a lot of time in Isaiah. We're just going to hit these three today at one point in time. And so... But we just did a prolonged series in the book of Isaiah where we hit just about every chapter. So let's look at Isaiah, the 29th chapter, as we talk about this fruit of the Spirit, because we need to understand how this joy is going to manifest. We're, you know, if we think that it is just going to be something that, you know, is deposited into us without any activity on our own, without breaking up the fallow ground, without conditioning our heart, we might be surprised by the lack of fruit of joy that we experience in our life. So let me begin reading in verse number 15. Woe to those, this is Isaiah the 29th chapter, woe to those who seek deep to hide their counsel far from the Lord, and their works are in the dark. They say, who sees us and who knows us? Surely you have things turned around. Should the potter be esteemed as the clay? Be esteemed as the clay. For shall the thing made say of him who made it, he did not make me? Or shall the thing formed say of him who formed it, he has no understanding? Is it not yet a very little while till Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be esteemed as a forest? In that day the deaf shall hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. The humble also shall increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. For the terrible one is brought to nothing, the scornful one is consumed, and all who watch for iniquity are cut off, who make a man an offender by a word, and lay a snare for him who reproves in the gate, and turn aside the just by empty words. So God here says that there's a day that is coming when people shall hear the words of the book, and those people would previously not had the ability to hear. One of the things we're very thankful for at Merit Assembly of God is the ability that God has blessed us with to be able to partner with people around the globe as they take the good news of Jesus Christ to those who have never had the ability to hear the gospel before. We partner with some people who do creative things where there are cell phones and they get a gospel message transmitted to them on their cell phone on a regular basis in places that you would not even dream that technology would be able to take place. God says, in the day that the deaf shall hear the words of the book and the eyes of the blind shall see, okay? So we're talking about a miraculous day where God begins to do things, where people see things they could have never seen before, hear things that they've never heard before. And he says that the humble also shall increase their joy in the Lord. Please remember that the origination point of our joy is with the Lord. And it says not that the proud, not the arrogant, not the powerful or the influential, it is not the wealthy or the celebrity that are going to increase their joy, but the humble. Now, I need to tell you that you can be famous and be humble at the same time. Okay? They are not mutually exclusive of one another. Now, it is not possible to be proud and humble at the same time. You know, Mac Davis back in probably the 70s had a song, "Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way." People obsessed with themselves are not going to be humble. The humble realize the greatness of God, the greatness of his faithfulness, the greatness of his provision, and they realize that they are humbled by this awesome relationship that they have with God. And God said, it is those people, it is the humble, that I am going to increase their joy in the Lord. God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. And so today, I just want to begin to share this with you. And it says, and the poor among men shall rejoice. Your rejoicing is not tied into your bank account. It's not linked to your financial reserves, not your paycheck or your pension or your 401k. In fact, some of the most miserable people on the planet are some of the richest people on the planet because they are so preoccupied on their wealth that they spend huge resources trying to protect it from other people stealing it or getting in on their territory. And yet when it comes time to die, they would gladly part with everything that they own just for a little bit more time to live. God says, I am going to cause the poor to rejoice. I am going to cause those who are humble, who recognize the greatness of God, I am going to cause them to increase their joy. That sounds like a pretty good deal to me. Okay. If we were to take a poll throughout Brevard County right now, and we said, how many of you would like to increase your joy? And the other option being, how many of you would like to increase your misery? I believe that increasing your joy would win that election by a landslide. I don't think it would be anywhere close. And then if we ask this question, how are you going to accomplish that? I don't believe that we would get the same measure, the same vote tally, if you will, if people actually knew how to increase their joy. I want to tell you today that abiding in the Spirit of God and being a humble man or a humble woman is going to lead, according to God's word, it is going to lead to a greater capacity for joy. It is going to be of greater quantity. It is going to be of greater quality. And so I encourage you today to humble yourself in the sight of the Lord and allow him to increase your joy because of the Holy One of Israel. Okay? So that's our first passage from Isaiah. We're going to move now to Isaiah, the 55th chapter. Isaiah 55. I'm turning over there. So if you're driving down the road, please don't turn in your Bible. We're going to be in Isaiah, the 55th chapter, and we are going to begin reading in verse number 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name and for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. So again, you see that God is talking about the importance of his word. And the importance of trusting him to make things bountiful and productive, that his thoughts are higher, they are better than our thoughts. They are more accurate. His thoughts, his words, his ways have a greater elevation. They have a greater purity to them. There is a greater holiness. They are more powerful. God is not looking to us for suggestions. We need to look to God for suggestions. Okay? And it says that when God sends forth his word, that it will not return to him void, but it will accomplish what pleases him. It shall prosper in the thing for which it was sent. In Jeremiah, there is a passage that says that God is watching over his word to see that it is fulfilled. Okay? And so if you are listening today and there has been a word from God that has been imparted to you, as you began to study the word of God, the Spirit of God quickened a word to you and said, this word is for you. It is a promise for you. It is a rhema word for you, this is not just some generic scripture, but this is a reality that is going to come to pass in your life. You need to understand that God is watching over that word, and he is going to see to it that it is fulfilled in your life and in your ministry. And he says, so when you go out, you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. Okay? God wants you and I, whatever ministry you have been called to, I want you to understand that you need to do that with joy. Okay? You got you, the Holy Spirit wants you doing the work of the ministry with the joy that the Lord of the ministry provided. Okay? You got to listen to this entire statement here, okay? Don't serve the children of God in such a manner that you forget about the joy of being a child of God yourself. Okay? We are on this journey together. When we have missionaries that come, I don't want to hear about a missionary that says, you know, I just can't stand the field that God has called us to. I don't like the people. I don't like the culture. I don't like the food. I don't like the temperature. I don't like the clothes that they wear, the houses they live. But God has called us there, and I know that I've got to go. I don't want to hear that. That missionary should expect to receive very little from us. But here's the way most of the missionaries that come through Merit Assembly of God sound. We said yes to God that wherever He wanted us to go, we would go. And as a child, God dropped into our spirits that we would be ministering in this community. And now God has said that it is this time, it is this season, and we are going to go to the field that God has called us to. And we know that if He's called us there, that we're going to reach people, that His word is going to change lives, and we can't wait to get there. We are so excited. Our kids are excited. Our families are excited. The churches that we have been serving, they are excited. We can't wait to see what God is going to do. Okay? That's the type of joy that we're looking for. And there is a peace. There is an assurance that knows that when they go out, that they are going to experience the entire entourage of God's provision in their life. So how can we apply that to your life and to my life? And that is this. If you're the church janitor, okay, the one that cleans the toilets, I want you to know that I've been there. I've been there repeatedly and often. If you're the person that mows the church grass, I've been there repeatedly and often. The church is pretty much to the point now where they don't want me to do that because every time that I end up getting to do it, the mower breaks. And that ends up costing more money. So that just happened recently, by the way. If you're part of the Sunday school team or the children's ministry team or the worship team, if you're part of the sound crew, whatever ministry that you are, and for heaven's sake, if you're the preacher, you need to have a supernatural joy that when you go and you do that ministry, you don't do it with complaining, because that won't get you any place. You need to do it with the joy of the Lord. You really do. There's a verse that a man in my church, he shared years ago. He's on our board. Just one of the greatest men of God that I know of. And he says, he shared with our congregation several years ago, maybe 12 years ago. He said, "Obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls as those who must give account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you." So as important as it is for the people who are serving and to do their service in joy, it is also as important for those that they are serving to live their lives in such a way that those that God has called to teach or to serve, that they will do that job with joy. So I can tell you that it gets challenging when you have a Sunday school class to teach and the Sunday school class doesn't show up because they just needed an extra hour to 2 hours of sleep. Who wouldn't like that? But I'm telling you what, it is time to grow. It is time for the giant, the sleeping giant of the church, to wake up and begin to serve our community with the joy of the Lord. So you need to rejoice. And so now we're going to turn over to Isaiah chapter 61. Isaiah 61, just a few pages over. Hallelujah. So you serve with joy whatever mission that God has given to you. You remain humble and God increases your joy. And it's a joy that is tied to Him, not to your financial situation. Isaiah chapter 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. Verse number 2. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. And they shall rebuild the old ruins, they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. Strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the foreigner shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But you shall be named the priests of the Lord. They shall call you the servants of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory you shall boast. Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor. And instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. Okay? So, God said that there was coming a time where those who mourn should receive the oil of joy. Jesus in the Gospels said, this scripture today is fulfilled in your hearing. That's in Luke chapter 4. This day, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. That means today, if you are grieving a loss, that today Jesus Christ can give you a supernatural joy, not that causes you to forget, but heals you so that you can move forward. Okay? Now, one more thing about joy here. It's in verse number 7. It says, instead of your shame, you shall have double honor. And instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. And so what I want you to see today is that God wants you and I to rejoice in the portion that he has provided for us. Okay? He promises that it's going to be double honor. It's going to be a double portion. It's going to be better than the shame that we've gone through. And so today I want to challenge you to begin to rejoice in whatever portion that you have. If you have a car that is not a showroom model that you just drove off the showroom floor yesterday, rejoice in that car. One time I did a wedding, and while I was at the wedding, I saw this vehicle, this station wagon that they had in their yard, and it was missing a rear window and all of that. And I said, what's up with the car? And said, well, it runs, but it makes a clunking noise whenever you run it. And I said, but it runs? And he said, oh yeah, it runs, but it just makes noise. And I said, well, I live way out in the country, and my wife and son are out there, and if it's okay with you, how much do you want for the car? And he said, $50. Well, that was how much he had paid me to do the wedding. So I turned right around and gave him the $50 back. And I just said, you know what, God, if my wife just has something to drive back and forth to the church where she works, that's going to be great. I worked 81 miles away, or at that time, 63 miles away. Sorry. And I said, I just want to thank you for a $50 car. And over the next few weeks, all four tires separated because it had sat motionless for so long that the tires deteriorated. And I went to church, and the pastor said, so how was your week? And I said, man, it was a horrible week. He said, what do you mean? I said, I had four flat tires this week. He said, praise God. I said, you're going to have to help me. And he said, praise God that you had a car that ran and it had four flat tires on it. There are some people who don't have that luxury. And I said, okay, I'm going to rejoice in the portion that God has given me. You know what I did? We changed the oil in that car. It had 7 quarts of oil, and we drove that car around there. The air conditioner worked. A relative of my wife replaced the back windshield while he was down visiting us on vacation. My wife drove that car. We ended up, that was our primary means of transportation when we moved to Florida. We rejoiced in that provision that God has given to us. It was a great, great car. And I tell you, if you will start rejoicing in what God has provided you, rejoice if you're the pastor of a church like I am, rejoice in the saints that God has given to you, and he will entrust more. He will entrust more to you. If you need, I encourage people to take care of the things that they have been entrusted with, and God will give you double honor. You know what's happened to us? Several years ago, we set out to give double to missions, and God doubled our source of income. He doubled our income. We've now reached the point where from that point, our missions giving is about 400% of what it was back in those days. And our income is double what it was. Praise God. Rejoice. Rejoice that God has provided you something. Rejoice in his provision, and God will do great things. Be humble, and God will give you great joy. And whatever mission that you have been entrusted, go forth with joy. Be led out in peace, and let the environment be changed before you. You would be amazed at what the joy of the Lord, what a difference it's going to make in your life, in your ministry, and in this community. Father, I just pray right now, Lord, that we would be humble, that we would walk in your joy, that we would perform our mission, our ministry, in the joy of the Lord. And God, we want to thank you. We're going to rejoice in our portion today. See you Monday right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Be mad for my king. Nothing, Lord, is hindering the passion in my soul.